murdering the people upon whom he also obtruded them, thus paying off former crimes committed against the liberties of one people with crimes which he urges them to commit against the lives of another.
The deletion of this passage on the slave trade angered Jefferson, and he was displeased by some other alterations as well. As the 33-year-old Jefferson simmered, watching Congress cut and paste his treasured document, Benjamin Franklin, elder statesman of the Continental Congress, tried to console his colleague with his story.
I have made it a rule, whenever in my power, to avoid becoming a draftsman of papers to be reviewed by a public body. I took my lesson from an incident which I will relate to you. When I was a journeyman printer, one of my companions, an apprentice hatter, having served out his time, was about to open shop for himself. His first concern was to have a handsome signboard with a proper inscription. He composed it in these words: John Thompson, Hatter, makes and sells hats for ready money, with a figure of a hat subjoined. But he thought he would submit it to his friends for their amendments. The first he showed it to thought the word hatter tautologous, because followed by the words makes hats, which show he was a hatter. It was struck out. The next observed that the word makes might as well be omitted, because the customers would not care who made the hats. If good, and to their mind, they would buy by whomever made. He struck it out. A third said he thought the words for ready money were useless, as it was not the custom of the place to sell on credit. Everyone who purchased expected to pay. They were parted with, and the inscription now stood, John Thompson.